Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the United States of America was really good to Ilhan Omar. Came here from Somalia, ended up in Congress. Started as a refugee, represents Americans now. And her message is, America sucks. That's what she says. That's what most of what she says boils down to. She's very bitter, very angry. Feels very maligned somehow, despite her incredible privilege, as the Democrats would say. And now she's out there complaining that the U.S. is turning into the worst country because Democrats are not allowed to do $20 million more worth of damage to L.A. By the way, that's the insurance estimate so far. $20 million worth of damage. Now, remember, that only includes what insurance covers. So if you're a business owner who got in the way of Antifa's wrath and you don't have insurance, your numbers aren't in that. And 40% of small business owners don't have insurance for property damage. So in Ilhan Omar's America, if you can't impose your will violently whenever you get mad, and that includes if you just don't like laws on the books, instead of changing them, you just go rampage violently, hurt people, hurt their businesses, hurt federal agents, that kind of thing, then America is turning into the worst country.
To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the worst countries, it is really shocking, and it should be a wake-up call for all Americans to say this is not the country we were born in. This is not the country we believe in.
I want to play that for one reason. She is the template. She is exactly the kind of immigrant Democrats have been recruiting. They hate America and they can't get enough of them. They need fellow travelers. She hates America. There are not enough Americans who hate America for them to get to the natural conclusion of all of their initiatives, of their ideology. That right there is exactly what they want to bring into the country. And they know if they did it in the light of day, well, normal Americans would freak out. And that is why they have illegal immigration. But America is turning into the worst country, she says. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, we wanted to do $100 million worth of damage, or look, at least $50 million worth of damage, as we did in Kenosha, Wisconsin, while we were allowed to rampage over, it turns out, a very fake race-based hate crime, which wasn't a hate crime at all. And we only got to do $20 million because Trump wouldn't let us. I mean, America sucks. It sucks. You hear me? Here's the flip side of the coin. Steve Hilton, investigative reporter, being interviewed on News Nation, talking about why Trump had to deploy the guard. And that's what Ilhan Omar is whining about. Why did he have to deploy the guard? Why? Because he's mean and he won't let Democrats burn stuff down. And they don't get to throw bricks at people's heads. And they don't get to trap ICE agents into buildings and burn them down. That's not fair. Well, here's the flip side of that. In Ilhan Omar's America, if it was good, kind of place we'd all want to live, when those ICE agents are trapped inside a building by a crowd with a propensity to set things on fire. Do you see all the burning cars? they would just be allowed to have their way with them, burn the building down if they wanted to. Oh, you don't believe me? Here's Hilton.
We now know that a week, just a little over a week ago, on Friday, when this all started in Los Angeles, ICE officers, federal law enforcement officials, they're doing a job given to them by the President of the United States on a policy platform that he was elected to deliver. They're being confronted by protesters. They are worried about their safety. They're being physically, they feel under physical threat. They requested help from the LAPD, from the Sheriff's Department, and they were denied. And instead of actually stepping in at that point and Gavin Newsom saying, we can't allow law enforcement officials to fear for their safety and not protect them, he did nothing. And you hear stories now of local law enforcement kept for 15 hours in a parking lot, waiting for orders to deploy as the riots were beginning. Nothing happening. Total dereliction of duty from Gavin Newsom.
And then you have, and I covered it in my Battleground America podcast last week and on the show, then you have the UK Daily Mail reporting that Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, personally went to the LA control room to prevent any dispatchment of police when those ICE agents were calling desperate because they were trapped in the building and surrounded by liberal lunatic protesters. She, for 2 hours, delayed that deployment. And when you read the comments on that message board of LAPD, there's 8,500 on that particular message board. They're flat out saying she could have cost them their lives. She put them in danger. That is why Ilhan Omar is angry. America is the worst country because they cannot rampage and burn. They cannot riot and destroy. As goes on, by the way, in her home country all the time. And groups get mad, they get angry, they rampage, rob, destroy, burning tires, you know the whole deal. But America's the worst country because they only got to do $20 million worth of damage before Trump stopped them.
To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the worst countries, it is really shocking and it should be.
Texter writes, is it just me or does she sound like Christopher Watkins? I don't know, but there's something with the Democrats today. All the men sound like women and all the women sound like men. Maybe it's just a coincidence. I'll keep an eye on it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Producer Tim, I want to warn you about a dangerous condition.
Okay, what's that?
Yeah, I want to warn the whole audience. Could rot your brain, or at least break it. What am I talking about? Some kind of chemical RFK is trying to get out of the food? Not this time. No, no. It's the terrible pre-existing condition of working, Tim, more than 52 hours a week.
Oh, no.
I know, it's so sad. New study found working too much literally changes the structure of your brain. They can tell how much you work, or a better way to put it, you're overworked by looking at a brain scan. And if you go over 50 hours a week, that'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It causes significant changes in the brain, the part associated with executive function and emotional regulation.
I wonder what my brain would look like.
Me too, because I got to tell you, 50 hours a week.
That's like a lot.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, 50 hours a week for me, that's like if I have Monday off and maybe Tuesday. Oh, like, yeah. I work a lot.
Well, sometimes I come in, I know I've come in super early before and you were already here. It's like almost like four, right at 4 in the morning. It's crazy.
Oh, shoot. By then, I've been here for I'm not going to tell you what time I come in because I don't want people waiting for me in the parking lot. But I come in early.
Yeah.
Very early.
She comes in very early.
Yeah. And I generally stay up late too. So sometimes I just conk out. I'm too tired. But anyway, they say it can, if you work 150 hours a week, 52 is the sweet spot. It can mess with your decision-making skills, cause you to get emotional, fly off the handle a lot, and may also affect memory and attention span. You just get that fried feeling and they can actually see it on the brain scan. Researchers scanned the brains of 110 healthcare workers, split them into two categories, overworked and not overworked. They defined overworked as 52 hours a week or more. Now, they didn't arbitrarily pick that. They took a backwards process. Listen to this. Looking at the people whose brains had experienced those significant function, basically breakdowns, and then they asked them, how much do you work a week? And that's how they picked 52. So.
Oh, wow. 52 hours.
You know that fried feeling, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
It just saps your will to live. It does.
Yeah. You come home and you just don't want to do anything. You're just kind of like,
I know. And that's always, is it not, when one of the kids or your spouse has a project for you?
Yes.
Honey, let's get this done right now. Then I lose my mind.
Yeah.
And then you're like, why do you snap? Well, that's that emotional regulation that sort of just goes away, you know, with being overworked.
I've experienced that this week. You know, my son was wanting to do something with me. I'm like, dude, I'm so tired. I can't. I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah. And I kept doing that to him. So now I feel really bad. But
I know.
Well, we're spending time today. So I'm making it up.
Good. Fantastic. And sometimes it'll be a thing you want to do, but you're just so fried. You're like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Well, here's the thing, you think about this, okay? Because, I mean, like, I was absolutely fascinated by archaeology, anthropology. It's why I accidentally double majored in it in college. I took so many courses. If you think about the way that we lived for a very, very long time, I'm talking 100,000 years plus, right? What do we do? We didn't sit at a desk and try to process data all the time. We were out hunting, you know, we were fishing. We were preparing food, but we weren't doing these like very mentally intense tasks that we ask our brains to do now.
Yeah, I would say we started living like this right around the industrial age,
yeah.
And that was only like a couple hundred years ago. So before that, I mean, you're right. We were like hunting and, you know, gathering and building.
I read this ethnography one time, and it was about like farming / feudal times. I mean, it was in the UK, and you would think, wow, those people were just probably worked to the bone. But they actually weren't, because even when we got into farming, which we did for a very long time, for a living combo of farming and hunting, it was backbreaking work for the growing season, which, you know, tops is 7 months out of the year. Really, I mean, here in South Carolina, growing season is 6 months. Right. So you were doing really hard things, but the rest of the year, they really weren't. Once they got the grain harvest in, they got it stored, they were hunting and stuff, but they had a lot of leisure time. We're not like that anymore.
No, it's, constant, you know, running around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe these Gen Zers who want all of these mental health days at work, maybe they're onto something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or they could just, you know, get a therapist like a normal person.
Yeah. I'm still not real sure about going to your employer and saying, I need a mental health day. You know what I'm saying? I haven't tried that yet. Yeah. I mean, isn't that tantamount to admitting I'm mental? All I hear is mental. That's the only word that I hear in that.
Although I do want to try that, but I don't know how the boss would take that around here.
Maybe I'll go to Mark and I'll tell him you're mental and you need a break. You think that'll work?
Yeah, we'll have to try that.
No, he'll just come in with that really stern look on his face. Tim, I've heard you're mental.
Yeah, you would.
Okay. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting that they can actually see the brain change. It's not really good for you. Hey, another note, just really quickly. You know how we keep hearing loneliness kills and so many adults are lonely and, it could be killing them not to have friends and family and it'll take time off your life?
Okay.
Well, a new study shows the opposite. Screw friends. Who needs them? Lonely older adults may actually live longer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. This is a comprehensive study finding the opposite. Nearly 400,000 older adults, the largest ever done, found the lonely older adults had an 18 to 23% lower risk of dying within a year compared to non-lonely seniors. I wonder if that's because when you have friends, they inevitably disappoint you.
Yeah, you got to keep your circle small.
Yeah. So, you know, I need no one. I'll have no one in my life, but I will live 18 to 23% longer or something. I don't know. Text, right? Wow. Okay. You know what? This text just nails it. Rush Limbaugh used to say the reason that America, I believe this, the reason that Americans are so angry and ungrateful is because we're bored. It's because we're bored. Yeah. Folks, my numbers on X are through the roof this week. You know why? It's only on posts where we might have World War III, which we're not going to have. Because you know what? I think you're right. We're bored. We're just bored.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.